Today's lunch from the initial time Luther of Shai Moshe and Neil Rivka Bas Moshe Israel Yisrael Malach and Moshe be Schus for Shlomo Chaim Moshe and Malcolm and Brach Basar Malka and Tchitzum and Fegel Din and a Schus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding some Ration on Dalet, a couple of interesting Sifim coming up, some interesting stuff to discuss, much of it actually in the Gea. So let's start over here. I believe we are up to Sif Beis, if I am not mistaken. Are we in the middle of Sif Aleph? I think we're up to Sif Beis. I'll double check it. If not, we will go go backwards tomorrow. I'll double check it. I think we're up to Sif Beis. Says the Mechaber Sif Beis. Ain. So we were talking last week about leaving stuff over or roasting meat over a fire. We discussed a couple of different scenarios. So over here he says as follows: Ain soil, and you're not allowed to roast butzel, onions, ubeya, eggs, a basar, or meat, al gabi gechalim. This is directly on the coals. Now, although we learned previously that the Mechaber held that a pot on the coals, besides the other issue of moving the coals, he held that that was considered atmana. But over there, the pot gets heat from the fire, and the pot is, and that's why he called it as a hatmana, that's maaser chayil. Over here, you're actually taking the food and leaving it directly on the coals. So that, even the Mechaber holds, is not hatmana. So why can't you do it? Why is it a problem? We'll see in a moment. Unless you have enough time that while it's still daytime, it will get roasted. Mishneit stada from both sides. Kemaychol ben dersoy at a minimum. Kemaychol ben dersoy shulchatzi b'shulay. Okay, which is half of cooking. Now the Mechaber continues, and we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why he says you can't do this. But let's first see the full halacha. Afilu b'sar gedid. So remember last week we said that I leave b'sar gedid that's caught up over roasting over an open fire. That's not a problem because I would never be shemi yichata because I will end up ruining the meat because it cooks very easily. Over here, you can't. The cave in shanicha gabi gecholim, since he placed it directly on the coals, ain't a chayshish elosh yitzolam hair. Clearly, all he wants to do is get it roasted quickly. The afal pichyischarach, even if it's going to burn a little, hilka cheshin and shemi yichata. Therefore, if I put something directly on the coals, then we are worried that you clearly want us to cook as fast as possible, and I potentially will be mechata in the gecholim. Aval, why then, if it's already kemeichel ben desoy, is okay. Aval kishenitzla kemeichel ben desoy, when it's already cooked kemeichel ben desoy, loy chashin and dilma asa lechatuya, we're not worried. Afilu hu besar shor, even if it's the meat that takes longer. Shema'achas hu roi lechila, since it's already, when it comes into Shabbos, roi lechila, lama yichata lafsida. At that point, he's definitely not going to be mechata, because there being mechata is just going to ruin it. So clearly he's not so mak, but he's willing to let it get burnt a little bit because he's putting it directly on the fire. But if it's totally raw, we take the fact that we see that this person wants this to roast quickly, we'll worry about shemi yichata. But once it's already edible, so at that point, why would he coach the fire to be bigger? Why would he make the flames get bigger? If fan the flames, that was the word I was looking for. If he, it's just going to ruin it. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Batzel abeya. This is not just an onion or an egg. He's just giving some examples. Anything that cannot be eaten raw would be this halacha. Shortly, we'll see by something that could be eaten raw that it's a slightly different halacha. Now, an onion could be eaten raw, but it's much, much better cooked, and that's why we'll see in the next halacha as well. That's why we review onions as something that cannot be eaten raw. Agabi gecholim, on the coals, heinu, shenoy noigim b'gecholim. We're talking about a case that's actually sitting on the coals. Ula achatzli, and how are you going to take it off? Remember, we said that something's touching the coals, we got a problem. Basically, achatzli, a yamtanachi irfbu b'gecholim, oz yitlim, his plan is, he doesn't have a lot of coals, there's a couple of coals over there, and he is going to remove it once the fire goes out. V'hinei. Why are we worried about Shemi Yechata, that you're going to stoke the flames? Afila b'psar gedi hu k'mo shemefarash achakach, as the Mechaber goes ahead and explains himself. The cave in shenichoy v'chulu, since he put it directly on, we see that he means that it should cook quickly. However, if this wasn't on the coals, but it was next to the coals, so we ready the mechaber holds the b'sar gediva oif when it comes to things that cook quickly, shehu rach, which are soft, loy chashin and klal chatuyin. We're not worried about shemi chate sheyze yischar chabasa because it's just going to burn it. So you'd be allowed to leave your piece of chicken right on top of the fire. So you have a barbecue and you have coal, a coal burning barbecue. So you put the coals in the barbecue, and right before this man, you throw raw chicken onto the grate, not touching the coals. Okay, you don't want it to cook so fast. You just want it to get cooked normally. That would be okay. But I didn't. Butzel ubeya, and same halacha would hold with onions or an egg. Ubesar shorveis shehu kasha. However, when it comes to meat, kind of beef, which is much takes hot, longer to cook, the inen sheinitzle kaltzarchem b'yayim dafke. So in that case, even if it's not on the coals, you would need that it should be roasted before Shabbos. The ilav hacheshin and lechetuya, because if not, we're worried about shem yichata. So that we all had this in sif aleph. Because a piece of a rib steak is not going to get ruined by making the coals hotter. Since it's not directly on the fire. According to Ramah, there's no difference between where it's on the coals or next to it. He held that in either case, it has to be Michael ben Nisai. As we learned last time, the door to this oven that's roasting it is sealed up. You have a lock on it, or possibly removing or putting a tape over the knobs or the digital keypad. Surely the day, according to the Ramah, it's mutter the loy chashin and she yidstat tiach v'tit kvar kasa b'sif alef nahagik as far as I. We already explained this, that this is the meaning by us according to this second meaning. Afila, so again, if it's sealed up, then all according to the Ramah, all cases would be okay. If it's not sealed up, then, and it's sitting directly on the fire, and according to Ramah, even if it's not directly on fire, if it's over the fire, you need to have Kemaychel ben Desai in order to leave it on coming into Shabbos. Even if it's chopped up, we said that is kuladik according to Mechaber, because if you stoke the flames, you're going to make it burn. As the Mechaber explained, that since you put it directly on the coals, clearly your only intent is that it should cook as quickly as possible, and therefore we're concerned about Shem Yichata. Says the Mechaber Siv Gimel, Im Avar Yishachach Menitzel B'Shabbos Be'Isser Aser. If you went ahead and you did any of these things that we said that you're not allowed to do, you forgot about it, you forgot that this is halacha, you forgot that it's Shabbos, whatever reason it is, you went ahead and you did it, it is going to be usher to eat it, as we'll see, usher to eat it till Matzah Shabbos, and B'chadei Sheyasi. You have to wait enough time Matzah Shabbos that it should have gotten cooked. Let's see in the Shavuot. Ava, Shanasa B'mezet, Samach L'Sheh Kochach, you put it B'mezet so close to evening. There was not enough time for it. You put right before this man, you put it on. It would not have been Michael Ben Desire before Shabbos came in. Or you forgot about it, and it got roasted on Shabbos. Therefore, it's also to do it even if you forgot about it. Why? Because we allow you to eat it. If you forgot about it, we're worried that people might push the envelope and do it b'mezid, where they're going to leave it on. They're going to say it's before Shabbos. What's wrong? I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm putting it on. And therefore, we say that Chacham said you're not allowed to eat this food. Now, why do you have to wait b'chadei sheyasa? So, well, let's first see the last piece of Mishavar. Also, bein loy, bein lacherim. It's not only also to you who did it, but it's also to anybody. Nobody's allowed to eat it. Ad matzoy Shabbos v'chadei sheyasa. You have to wait long enough for it to have to be completed. And uktael b'simin reish nun gimel sif aleph, which we already learned this back in reish nun gimel. Now, why do you have to wait k'dei sheyasu? So the there's two di right. So again, we're saying what does mean Kadesh Yasu? So I gotta wait Matzah Shabbos until there was enough time. So if it takes 20 minutes for this piece of meat to cook, I have to wait Matzah Shabbos till 20 minutes after the Zman before I am allowed to eat it. Why do I have to wait Kadesh Yasu? So Rashi's reason is that you should says that you shouldn't have any halacha from Melech Shabbos. You were not, even though it's not a deraisa, but midrabanan, you were not allowed to do this. So if I go ahead a minute after the Zman and eat it, Lamaisa, says Rashi, I had enough from something that I wasn't allowed to do, because if I would have waited till Matzah Shabbos to roast it, I would have had to now wait 20 minutes. Now that I don't have to wait this 20 minutes, I'm having enough from something that I did on Shabbos inappropriately. And therefore, says Rashi, you have to wait Mikdash Yasa. Now, the Rambam, it comes out with the same result, but he has a slightly different reason. He says you shouldn't have, not because you shouldn't have enough from something that was done inappropriately on Shabbos. He says you shouldn't benefit from something that you weren't allowed to do on Shabbos, because by allowing you to benefit from it will cause you to do it again, right? So I go ahead and I put the piece of meat on right before Shabbos, and then I realized I wasn't allowed to. Okay, I'm not allowed to eat. I won't eat it. Matzah Shabbos. I'm like, wow, this is perfect. But came right after Matzah Shabbos. I was able to have my food ready for me. Says the Rambam, you're potentially going to do it again, and therefore we don't want you to be able to do that, and we don't want you to do that, and therefore we tell you that you should not do this. Okay, let's start Sif Dalet. Okay, now peiros chai. So you have vegetables, fruit that you can eat raw. In other words, they're just as good, or maybe even better, raw. Muta litnam sava vakadera. So you used to have. So the we'll see. The Mishmaru will tell us that. The Mechaber is just telling us the case that was a reality. That's how they used to do it. It doesn't really have to be around the pot. So basically, the case is I have a metal grate that's on top of my coals. Think about the old-fashioned coal grills. So I have a metal grate. It's on a tripod. There's three pieces holding it up. I have the metal grate. And we said that there were certain scenarios. We're noyig not to. We're noyig to always have it garvikot, always have it covering, right? So I'm allowed to go ahead and put my pot. That's the special kotzarche on top of the grate, which is on top of the fire. Says the Mechaber, I can go ahead, take my cut-up vegetables. I want to have grilled vegetables as a side dish, and I put them around the pot. Again, it could be without the pot, but it's only saying the pot because of that was the normal way, and also because we'll see there's another specific halacha that's said over here. So I can place them around the pot, even though they will not go ahead and be roasted before Shabbos. So before we get into the next halacha, we'll probably do that tomorrow. Let's just do the Mishnah Berurah on this. So the pot is standing on this tripod and there's fire under it. You're allowed to go ahead and put the vegetables around it. Even if the actual fire is touching the fire. Now the Chazanich says it can't be touching, it also has to be on the grate. When the tzoylum is Shabbos, it's going to get roasted completely on Shabbos from the heat of the fire. The loydami, we just learned that when it comes to a piece of meat, I can only do this if it's already Michael ben soy. So why over here can I do it raw? The cave and chayin, since you're able to eat them totally raw, so I took peppers. Right, I can eat the peppers raw. Since I'm able to eat it raw, we view it as if it was already cooked. The sometimes even better without cooking. A raw pepper is better than a partially cooked than a third cooked piece of meat. So if I can put a third cooked piece of meat, I can certainly put a pepper, which is better now than that third piece of meat. You're not worried that I'm going to go ahead and be mechatah coals on Shabbos, because worse comes to worse, it doesn't get cooked so much. I can eat it as is. Why did he say around the pot? Why don't you just say you can put it on the fire? They was just talking about that was the way they did it. That was the way they used to cook. They put the pot on and surround the vegetables. Or because, and tomorrow we're going to learn another halacha that applies to this case. That case has to do with the cover on the pot, placing it over the vegetables. So, in order to describe that situation, you needed to talk about a case that you're actually roasting the peppers on the pot. Okay, we'll stop over here, and if that's a sham, we will continue tomorrow.